This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And good evening, one and all. Welcome to another round of sound on the eve of another Friday Night Lights in Western Pennsylvania. We're talking all things WPIAL here over the next couple of hours. Live from the waterfront, Dave and Buster's location, the WPIAL Insider and the Post-Gazette High School Sports Editor Emeritus Mike White, Carlos Ofko, Dan Zangrilli, thanking you for joining us here over the next couple of hours. We will run down all of the big games that we have coming up, and we will talk to our team of the week, the Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles, in the second hour, but a number of burning topics that we have to get to all in advance of our game coming up tomorrow as we head to Cornell to see Matt Sigg and the Fort Cherry Rangers. And Cornell, that's going to be a lot of fun as the guys will head out to Coriopolis. Is it Coriopolis?
Coriopolis.
There's a lot of Western Pennsylvanians that...
It's Coriopolis.
Thank you. If you can unchew that microphone, Mike White, good evening. How are you? How is it? Deuce?
It's Coriopolis.
There you go. All right. So some people, you know, they debate it, like Louisiana.
Yeah.
So what is it?
What, Louisiana?
Yeah. No, Coriopolis.
It's Coriopolis.
There you go. All right. Well, that's where we're going tomorrow night. And we invite
Louisville
you to
Louisville. Louisville.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other one. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. And stay tuned for...
And you may not see Matt Sigg throw a pass.
Is that right?
Because he has a little stuff. Arm bruise a little bit. He didn't throw a pass last two weeks. They had another kid play quarterback some last week, but Matt Sigg, the Penn State recruit for defensive back, and the all-everything quarterback, but he didn't throw a pass.
I heard they were playing him a receiver.
They were playing him a running back, receiver, and they did the same last year when he broke his thumb.
Yeah, but I thought that was more so running back. Maybe it was receiver. But
they played him at running back, receiver, and they played him one other – H-back.
What
Tanner Gary told me he played H-back. You know, and I understand, you know, but him running the ball still at running back is, or at quarterback is.
It's the same.
It's like playing running back.
Yeah. A lot of quarterback powers.
Is tomorrow going to be, well, we'll get to it, I guess, a little bit later, Cornell Fort Cherry. Thought it might be a bit of a better game tomorrow. I mean, Cornell, they were a program team on the up and up, but what are they, sitting at 3-2, I believe?
I don't think they've been as impressive as they were last year. If you remember last year, they kind of had Fort Cherry into the third quarter, and then
right.
Fort Cherry kind of ran away with it into the fourth. But Cornell, you know, they beat Burgettstown close. They have a couple losses. And, you know, they keep pulling the rabbit out of the hat late. But, you know, sometimes playing in close games, it grows you. So, you know, maybe they're ready to take on Fort Cherry. But that Kylo Johnson, if Matt Sigg's the premier player in single A, he's not far off. He's two or three.
All right. They're 4-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, their losses are California, 36-32, and Canavan, 44-7. So it seems like when they play a good team, they have some trouble with defense. But mm-hmm.
In Burgerstown, the last play of the game, they scored a touchdown to beat them.
Is that right, pal?
Last play of the game, yep.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you tune in to Quest for the Best here on KDKA.
To be educated.
Yeah, Thursday
night. That would have been a big win for the Blue Devils.
6 p.m. Well, big win for the Blue Devils. Unfortunately, not many wins coming the way. The Baldwin Fighting Highlanders still, nor the Fox Chapel Foxes of late. They are the two teams, as we heard in the editorial coming into the start of the program, the Fox Chapel Foxes, made waves really the day after we were talking about everything going on with Baldwin, who is now considering coming out of the WPIAL. Again, to catch everybody up to speed, and it's kind of taken over not only talk radio and the high school airwaves, it's becoming kind of a mainstream story in the Pittsburgh news cycle. And again, the snippets, if you're completely a rookie here and have not heard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The headlines, Baldwin, some roster issues, competitive balance issues, they claim, asking for, lack of a better term, mercy and running clocks in their game leading up a couple of weeks ago. Well, the same was asked by the Fox Chapel Foxes on the heels of Baldwin doing this last week. So we really begin talking about much of the same things that we were talking about last week. A couple of schools that are from a enrollment perspective and socioeconomic perspective as healthy as any in Western Pennsylvania. And these two programs asking their opponents for mercy, and now subsequently the athletic director of Fox Chapel is spearheading an alternative league and an alternative set of alignments, really, for teams that are in a situation like Fox Chapel or Baldwin. And the impetus of this is competitive balance, but going the other direction, much like we've seen and talked about over the years of Aliquippa being a lower-level program, having to be elevated because of all of their success.
The schools, and transfers. There's two parts to that.
And the schools have...
You know, that wasn't mentioned in the Baldwin letter, funny enough, the transfer part.
So,
well, and the Aliquippa was elevated because of success and transfers. Yeah. There's two parts of that PIAA competition classification for me.
So they're proposing an alternative league.
It's not an alternative league.
An alternative alignment, excuse me. I lost a train of thought there. So that's the nuts and bolts of where we're at. I wanted to catch everybody up to speed that's not aware, you know, the casual listener. And what that's done is it's created, obviously, a hullabaloo. It has created a lot of folks and divisive talking points here. On one side, suck it up, buttercup, pull yourself up from the bootstraps, get better. Others are taking into consideration what the schools have said and is their primary focus here, or at least their talking point, health and safety, and, for lack of a better term, meeting kids where they're at. So that's where we sit here. The viability of this alternative alignment, let's talk about it when we come back. Mike will fill you in on more. Carlo Zofko has his opinions and thoughts. And now, as it seems that there's another school joining Baldwin and Fox Chapel, perhaps others, where does this leave us? And we'll kick that around as we get you ready for week 6 of the high school football season. Quest for the Best, live from Dave and Buster's across KDKA. And thanks for joining us on the eve of week 6 of the high school football season as we discuss the burning topic around Western Pennsylvania, setting up all of the details for you last segment, and that is the Fox Chapel Athletic Director's proposal to realign the WPIAL almost exclusively based on competitive balance. And it was released to the public, or at least acquired by news outlets, and the configuration not based on enrollment, particularly by male students for football, which is how things are currently configured and have been for decades. It's more so by a number of factors that Mike White, I'm not sure really what they are. It basically is a lot of teams that have struggled and are in a variety of classifications based on enrollment, and a number of teams that have been good. So it's very much performance-based, and it meets students where they're at. At least that appears to be the impetus of it. And case in point here, let's start with it, Mike, not gaining a whole lot of traction in the league office. And also, let's point out that we reached out to Mike O'Brien, the head athletic director at Fox Chapel School District. He declined, said he was unavailable to join us tonight. I asked if he could join us next week. He did not respond. I asked if we could tape an interview at his convenience. He did not respond. So I wanted to put that out there.
Well, I'm not going to cap down on Mike because he's trying to do something to help his program and his team. But, Dan, this is based on – let me point this out. This is the third time he has come up with a system and tried to get the WPL to consider it. The chances of this happening, I think, if this happens, then I am Pete Maravich.
And you're going to hop on the pig that just flew by.
Hey, the pistol.
Yes. And no, it's not going to happen. I understand he's trying to help his program because they have struggled mightily, and help other programs. His basis is on classifying teams based on their competitiveness, their success, and now – the roster size. And just to give you an example, though, he has 7 leagues. I don't know if he – I guess 7 classifications. And he does have some other schools, I guess, that are in favor of this. But, for example, you know, Fox Chapel would be in League 3, which would, I guess, be 7-6-5. Now, listen to the teams they're being with.
Sure.
Char Valley, who is doing well this year, but has struggled mightily. Mm-hmm. Ringgold struggled. Laurel Highland struggled. West Mifflin, eh. Latrobe, they've had a couple good years recently. Connellsville, not even in WPIL. Beaver, they're good sometimes. Baldwin, eh. Imani Christian, they're pretty good in their class. Hopewell struggled until this year. Blackhawk, Hampton has struggled. Shaler struggled. Fox Chapel struggled. Armstrong, eh. And Butler's not even in WPIL. So you're in all the teams have struggled. Now, I don't know how they're going to do playoffs, but they're all in one league. So now you get a chance to play for WPL championship, and your chances are better because you've struggled. And meanwhile, you've got Avonworth in the second highest classification. They get penalized just because they've been good, and teams get penalized just because.
Who's Avonworth? What's the league there?
McKeesport West. They're in with 5A
yeah,
schools,
crazy.
And they're 3A.
It's crazy.
Because they have 55 rosters, 55 players on the rosters, and they have done well. I understand. It's really hard when you keep getting your head beat in. But you know what? Here's the other thing I want to say. Guess what, Dan? Carlo, I went up and looked today at Fox Chapel and Baldwin in the 1970 to 85. Fox Chapel's 93-61-5. So they used to be decent. And they were in the semifinals and twice. And guess what? There have always been programs. Go back to the 30s and 40s. I have records. North Belle Vernon's lost 32 games, set a WPL record in the 30s. There have always teams that have struggled. Right. So is the answer to, all right, let's make it easy. I end with this. If they need to go independent, do what Butler and Collins, and you know what? Make your own league.
And
have
Albert Gallatin went independent, and they're doing very well. I think they have a championship with your own league. And I do think, to Mike O'Brien's credit here, if you look at scores around Western Pennsylvania the last 2 years, there's a lot of blowouts.
It's been longer than 2 years. It's probably been about 15 to 20.
Yeah. Especially when they moved to six
right.
classes.
So the haves and the have-nots have been the gap.
It's getting worse. Yes. It's getting worse. So he does have a point there, but to just kind of throw teams on a paper and you know, all of a sudden Fox Chapel and Baldwin is playing 3A and 4A teams, and both of which are on the high end of 5A of a 5A class. It doesn't make sense. And to his credit, you know,
he's trying.
He's trying. And why should you know your theater kids and your chess club kids count towards your enrollment? I can see the point. I don't agree with the point, but I can at least see the point where a kid growing up in McKeesport or Upper St. Clair and you have that rich football history and tradition.
I want to say this, what bothers me, Dan. Not that I saw some quotes from the Fox Chapel superintendent and the letter that they sent out.
Those were the disturbing ones.
This is all about player safety. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Get some stats on it.
How many players are out for the year? Maybe they did have a. It's not about player safety. It's about winning.
I am so sick
and
of the
here's
player
the other thing.
Safety.
If you want to do this for football, well, then you, guess what? You're asking WPL to totally throw away everything they've done, and you better do it for every other sport.
Why don't you do it for every other sport?
Yeah, and I agree with you, Carlo. They're really diminishing that card that you can play.
Because they keep playing it over and over every single week.
Yeah, it's almost a dog whistle that they're blowing, and that needs to –
They're playing East Allegheny, Shaler coming up. They're going to cry player safety there.
Right.
So, Baldwin, I don't know if I understand why they have been so bad. I think that is a it's a conversation that I think has deeper tentacles. They do have a lot of foreign students that have transferred and moved into the district.
Which they did cite in that letter.
Amazingly, but again.
I couldn't believe they did, but they did.
Fox Chapel, what is their excuse? They have every available resource, perhaps more so than any other school district.
No, I wouldn't say any.
There's more money flowing there than perhaps I would say any other school district.
Well, I don't know about North Allegheny, Pine.
If Mike O'Brien came out and said, look at all these other sports that are pulling from Fox Chapel. Our golf team does this. You know, sports that other schools don't have, I think he'd make more of a case there. That's the only thing I can think of.
They're good in a lot of other sports.
What is their excuse? What is their excuse for football?
I mean, I'm not. I don't know what they're.
So that's
claim.
A that screams.
It's a culture.
That's a cultural issue. So why
same
in the
with
world,
Butler, Dan?
Why would you? Okay, fair. So they remove themselves from the league. Why? Because you have a football culture issue. Why do you feel that you need to impose A, B, and C on the entire league?
On the all 124 teams.
It is a you problem. Why is it all finger and no thumb?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need to understand. Why is it all finger and no thumb?
I hate to say this, too, but because I know Mike's trying, but this has no
Well, it has no chance.
They will look at it and say, okay, they'll look at it. All right, 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Okay, we're done. No good.
Now, here's the question for you, Mike. Does he have other ADs sign off on this, like saying, hey,
here's
the support?
There are some other schools.
Well, who are they?
I don't know, but I think there are.
Name the names. Name
the ones that struggle.
I'm sure Baldwin's.
All right, we're going to continue kicking this around when we come back. The news is next. We invite you to stay tuned here. We're live at Dave and Buster's at the Waterfront, talking all things high school football on the eve of Week 6. Second hour, the Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles, our special guest. So do stay with us across KDKA. And welcome back. We're at the Waterfront location, Week 6 of the high school football season. Tomorrow night will take us to Coriopolis, and the Cornell Raiders will host the Fort Cherry Rangers. Coming up in our second hour, the Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles are here, and we'll talk to their head coach, Steve McCormick, among other flying high Eagles, and they have a big game at Washington coming up tomorrow. We have all the big games to run down for you a little bit later, but we have been discussing this hour, the alternative universe that has been proposed by the Fox Chapel Foxes athletic director after last week, Baldwin made all sorts of headlines in asking for mercy and stipulations and running clocks, etc. in their game. Well, the Foxes asked for much of the same as well against their game against the Pine Richland Rams. That made all sorts of headlines. And then the Foxes athletic director came out with an alternative configuration and alignment based primarily on competitive balance and football roster size, not the current enrollment size as currently constructed, and it has been since really before the beginning of Fire. Mike White, Post-Gazette, Carlo Zofko, WPIAL Insider. A few items perhaps that we didn't touch on here in the last couple of segments that are important, Mike. What do you feel that they are? What is, nothing is going to come of this. But one item I thought was the disparity cited of the haves and the have-nots. What, if anything, can be done outside of us saying, get better, suck it up?
Which I don't like saying, get better. That's
right.
Easy.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if anything, Dan. I will say this, though. You know, you got to remember, talk about the competitiveness. The WPL did address this a little bit the last few years with their scheduling of non-conference games.
Yes, they did.
Games, some games, based on teams past and their competitiveness, where they didn't do that ever in the non-conference games. So they did address this, and I'll tell you this. I know people really capped out on six classifications, and I'm not saying that it's a good thing either. But one thing it did, and I've written it before, in many sports, it has helped more teams have success by dropping in class and not having to play as many teams that are maybe twice their size. Sure. I mean, I can go up and down the line of different sports from everyone from Deer Lakes in basketball, never did anything. We won a championship. Was in the championship. It has helped some team. South Allegheny.
Yes.
Six classifications has helped South Allegheny immensely in basketball and football. Well, so has the Cook family.
Sure. But you're taking the pie and slicing it into six instead of four.
Right. So. And it has watered down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thanks. And it has made some games more lopsided. But, Dan, I think it's also the lopsidedness is also, you go back, I look at scores. I just did today. I'm going to go back and look at scores in the 50s, 60s.
That's crazy.
And it was a different kind of football. You didn't score as many points because you weren't throwing a ball, weren't running as many plays. But there were a ton of teams that didn't. Like, they were scoring 0-0-0, yes. 7.
7-3 games, yeah.
Well, a blowout would be 28-7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think the nature of football today affects the scores more than it did years ago.
So what do we do, Carlo? In particular, Fox Chapel. That's one that I just can't get over. I mean, because, you know, if it's a distressed area that has had a number of circumstances go wrong for it, for lack of a better term, excuses, but I don't particularly see those in front of my face when we talk about Fox Chapel.
I think what would help, and this is more so a PIAA issue, is the salaries of the head coach and the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are coaching 365 days a year now with the recruiting how it is.
Throw more money at it.
I think so. I think that would help. It's, you know, that if you want to say haves and have nots.
How would that help, though, Carla?
I do believe this, that there are some excellent WPIO coaches that are on that stipend. But I also think that there's a lot of other coaches on that stipend that are just like, yeah, they're only giving me the stipend. I didn't get a job in the school. Yeah, whatever. And I think that's more prevalent than people think. So I think, you know, anytime you're compensated fairly, and, you know, if you look at Georgia, New Jersey, and Ohio, those coaches make significantly more than Pennsylvania. So I think you can also hold your head coach more accountable as well. Hey, we want to pay you $80,000 to be the head coach here. You better win. Figure it out.
And like it or not, you know, the trickle down, let's talk about college here. All of these universities are signing up to back their athletic departments with hundreds of millions of dollars. They're raising student fees because they do realize that this is the front porch for
their institution, and it is the engine that drives everything. And while that's not necessarily equitable or proportionate at the high school level, to a degree it is, because listen, Baldwin has received perhaps more negative public relations ink and headlines than they have in years. Fox Chapel, an otherwise proud district with many highly accomplished residents and people there right now, I mean, we're talking about it, and it's not really in the most favorable light. So the investment that you're talking about, Carlo, probably but is prudent.
I don't see that. And
why
for
not?
This reason, because school districts' budgets everywhere are being cut.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
athletic budgets, many high schools, are being cut.
What about
fundraising? Now you're going to ask more. And you talk about colleges. I don't think it's fair to compare that then, because public schools, their money they get is from taxes.
What about fundraising? What about relaxing some things so schools can raise funds, have car washes, and become, in some respects, their own entities?
You can do that now.
Sure.
There are booster clubs. I'm part of booster clubs get another volunteer coach that won't be paid by the district. The right. booster club gives them money.
Right.
So that happens now. But I don't know if that's the answer, because I don't think it's ever going to happen because of the money situation.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
So here we sit. If you're Fox Chapel, how do they rectify their situation?
You know, everybody will say, oh, we'll go into the youth sports. I think they're already going into the like I know for a fact.
I think Butler's tried that.
Like I know for a fact that Dana Brown at Baldwin is on that youth field once a week down there trying to rally the troops in Baldwin. Mm-hmm. I mean, so sometimes the answer is much bigger than just like, hey, you know.
It's a big answer. And Dan, it's not easy. We can't answer. Nope. They can't answer it. You think Butler hasn't tried with.
Right.
I mean, look at them, how great they used to be. Do you think they have tried with
okay.
different coaches, getting in a youth program?
Hold on. South Allegheny, that's a great example. That's in a rather socioeconomic distressed area when we're talking about Glassport and other places in and around that make up that district.
All right, I'm gonna answer
that. But there have been other school districts that, you know, the right person means a lot.
Yes.
The right mm-hmm. people mean a lot. It's attention and focus and commitment. Really, those are the basic variables here. I don't see Fox Chapel at any disadvantage that, I don't know, Hampton or, to an extent, Pine Richland or even... what are the excuses? I'm having a hard time finding them outside of those things, the stuff that you can control, elbow grease and sweat equity.
But Dan, I will say this. I mean, you had a good coach there for a long time in South Allegheny, Pat Monroe. He had some
yeah.
good seasons. And Brian Hansen now is doing a good job. And the basketball coach has done a great job. But I will tell you this. They've hit a run of athletes there mm-hmm. in the last 4 years that they haven't had, 5 years. And those coaches will tell you that. Now, that doesn't mean you can't make a team that's bad competitive.
Right.
But sometimes you hit that run of
yeah, sometimes you
for
get,
a five
yeah,
or six
a little stroke
period.
Of luck. Yeah. yeah. You have a yeah. window.
The
yeah,
Cooks and the Epps yep. and at South Allegheny. Believe me, basketball especially, they makes a major difference. Two guys.
Yeah.
Football, too. The Cooks. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Mm.
It's
right.
just part of it.
So here we sit with now precedents being set. And do we think anything else will come of this outside of just a couple of programs making noise, a lot of people talking about it, getting up in arms? We know that the WPIL isn't really in the mood to adopt any of their ideas, so nothing in formidable change is going to happen. But we saw it with Shadyside Academy earlier, a couple of weeks ago. They are claiming roster sizes. They back out of a game. Everything with Baldwin, everything with Fox Chapel. What more is to come here, if anything?
I think you'll see. I would be willing to lay out, judging from that letter and judging from the AD Tony Chirico told me, I would bet there's a decent chance Baldwin drops out of WPIL. I mean,
which
that letter said that.
Which okay. is, I mean, yeah.
That
they,
letter
yeah.
said it.
Okay. They pretty much laid it out.
Okay, so okay, let's live in that reality. Albert Gallatin, they did it years ago.
Yeah.
And how are they doing?
And they will tell you that was the best thing they've ever done, and I think that they're going to try to get back in next
sure.
year. And if not next year, then probably in the next cycle, which it would be in three.
Okay, but, so that's an uncomfortable path that you have to travel.
Yeah.
But here they are.
But it They've also helped they got decade. A couple athletes now, sure. too. You know, and the head yes. coach will tell you that. Coach Dindal will tell you that.
And is that because of interest and wins and culture improving, all of the controllables?
I think so. I mean, if you leave the WPIL and go independent and get a couple wins on the schedule, all of a sudden you're not the laughingstock of the school. Because at the end of the day, these are high school kids.
So then
if you're the laughingstock of the school, you're not going to –
So then the track athlete, the hooper, the wrestler, they turn their head to the side and they said, okay, maybe I'm going to try that instead rather than just gravitate like a moth to light to the front runner. So maybe that's the case, of course, because I think there's athletes in every school district.
There is, and I can tell you right
Walk
now.
Walk the halls.
Of course, they're, like you said, they're at every sport that does this. Fox Chapel has a couple of basketball players. Right now,
yeah.
that would make really good football players. I've seen them.
So you're the head coach. What do you got to do? Knock on the door. Talk to the parents. Put your salesman's hat on. Put in the work to say, hey, these are the opportunities.
But maybe they have, Dan.
Maybe they have, but
I mean,
I'm going to venture.
Tom Loughran was there, who had success for years at South Park. Great guy.
Yeah.
And he had a 500 record. Mm-hmm. Maybe they won six games, and he did okay.
But it's
still not.
I think that they're – how did Dante Green do it?
I've said there are some guys, there aren't many of them, that just have that touch.
Uh-huh.
And
Look harder and find them.
I will say this, it's easier to do
100%.
In the city league.
100%. But he showed – Of 100 programs – In Western Pennsylvania, that was probably 98th on the list out of 100 in jobs that you would want at Westinghouse High School. And look what he has done.
Yeah.
It takes a very special person to dedicate their life to put the work in to make sure every element. We have all been in high school, and we have seen kids that have fallen through the cracks that if otherwise somebody grabbed them by the shoulders or literally pulled them and led them to a field, a court, a baseball diamond, and gave them the outlet and poured into them and invested in them. And again, we're talking about non-socioeconomic distress districts here. So it should be much easier to do, which again, ergo, where is the excuse? I can't find it. I'm looking hard for it. Give me a reason. I'm hunting it, and I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. They can't provide it. If they can't spell cat, if I spelled them the C and the T. We'll be back on Quest for the Best here.
If you spelled them the C and the T?
Yeah.
If you gave it to them.
We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. We're at the Waterfront location. Tomorrow night, after our KDKA Radio Game of the Week between Cornell and Fort Cherry, we'll be at the North Hills location. Paul Alexander and Carlo Zofko. So looking forward to highlighting some of the smaller schools on our KDKA Radio Game of the Week. We have 10 top matchups that we'll run down coming up a little bit later on. One of the good ones, and we'll hear a little bit next hour, Carlo, from the Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles. They're traveling to Washington. That adds an intriguing 2A matchup. Looking forward to hearing more on that here in just a bit.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And it's, you know, that 2A is wide, wide open. And this matchup in particular this week, also the Steel Valley Apollo Ridge matchup, I think, as well, kind of will, you'll see the lay of the land of 2A. I kind of like Jaden McCray and those Apollo Ridge Vikings. They're better than people give them credit for.
So when you say 2A, Carlos says 2A, is that who the champion is going to be, or we're talking about the whole field, Mike, as far as wide open, who even gets into it in 2A?
I agree that it's pretty wide open because
it's a matchup.
Nobody's really stepped forward and say, man, that's the team to beat. I mean, everybody had Seton beginning of the year, and they got off a horrible start, and they're still good.
They're good, but I can make a bold prediction here. I will say that a double-digit seed will play for the Whipfield title. Not necessarily win, but they will be in the game.
So that's how wide open it is.
I think 2A is as wide open as a league has been in a long time.
So how much of your rankings in 2A changed?
Oh, it's weekly, because it's a matchup league. So
it's as bad as 4A.
Yeah, honestly.
Who's number one in 4A?
Yeah.
Another hot take is Aliquippa might miss the playoffs. Think about that.
Yeah, but they're only eight teams to go to the 4A playoffs.
Correct, correct.
So the top two, there's three conferences. The top two teams go from each conference, and then the WPIL picks two.
Yeah.
They pick it. And looking at the other conferences, and looking at the Aliquippa Conference, I think they'll get both.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I do.
All right. Well, those are a couple of things as we're just past the halfway point of the WPIL football season, as well as this particular program. So we invite you to stay tuned. Coming up, the head coach of the Keystone Oaks Golden Eagles, Steve McCormick, is coming by, plus a few of those Golden Eagles who have a big one coming up tomorrow against the Washington Little Prexies. Live from the Dave and Buster's in Waterfront, we're talking all things Western Pennsylvania high school football with the WPIL insider, Carlo Zofko, Mike White from the Post-Gazette, Dan Zang really returning in just a moment, right here on the Voice of Pittsburgh and your flagship station of the WPIL KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.